This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 383. I'd be the most awesome game of demmer. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm really just kind of hanging in there.
Why are you just hanging in there?
The Avi.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as there's like a reason.
Yeah, there's totally a reason.
I mean, but that's the thing. Like, just as long as there's a reason, like, that's fine. That's cool. Like, no judgment or whatever. I am recovering from the PAX pox, which I'm sure many, many people were recovering from. Because I heard tale of it starting around day two of PAX. Why can't we have a PAX with no PAX pox?
I have to say, I'm pretty surprised that the pockets of con funk were very faint this year.
There were no pockets of funk.
There were like
wafts of funk.
Wafts, which means there's like maybe like 200 people who were just like a little smellier than normal.
Yeah,
there was not nearly a condensed fog of funk to be had.
I was very impressed. Because, you know, PAX is kind of known for its pockets of con funk.
I mean, though, apparently, the PAXes all got together, you know, PAX Prime, PAX East, and PAX Ozzy, and like, you know what, there's still not enough of us, and they had another PAX gangbang, and now we're getting a PAX South in Texas.
Yeah, new PAX, that was kind of like a big thing. We didn't get really to talk about it in depth during our roundtable last week from PAX East, which if, you know, you're just joining us for the first time, PAX East was last week and it was a really wonderful time. And we had a ball and had a great round table as we usually do. And one of the things that we kind of briefly talked about was the announcement of a new PAX, which I think is a great thing. The new PAX Prime is going to be, not new PAX Prime, new PAX, PAX South, is going to be in San Antonio.
San Antonio!
Which has amazing Tex-Mex and barbecue.
And means if we were going to go, it would only take us 3 hours via plane.
Yes, it is a much shorter plane ride than the Prime.
I am totally down for that.
There are also more direct ways for us to get there, which
is really
nice. Oh my
god, we could totally just take a train.
No.
We could totally take a rocket ship.
We don't have access to a rocket.
I could construct a witch's broom and we could fly.
You are not Kiki's delivery service. We've had this conversation.
Oh my god, it would be totally awesome if I were.
But what is really cool is that there are a lot of developers and game design that happens in Texas and in the Midwest.
You could get a job!
It'll be really interesting to see what crews PAX South draws versus what PAX East draws and Prime draws and Australia draws. So it'll be very interesting to see how PAX South shakes out. It's going to go down in January, which January is a fantastic time to be in San Antonio because the weather is like perfect. Unlike Massachusetts where it's butt nasty cold and then, well, maybe kind of sort of sunny, but oh, hey, snow, ha ha, gotcha. San Antonio is not like that.
What snow?
So,
do you mean Jon Snow from Game of Thrones?
No. No. We'll get to the Game of Thrones section of this podcast later. Right now, we're talking about PAXes. And I'm interested to see, you know, what PAX South looks like. We're debating whether or not we're going to go, you know, because an excuse to get out of Massachusetts in January is, hey,
ho,
And that's like, let's go. That was precious.
Yep. Because I'm a lady.
That's why you should not drink carbonated beverages before we...
I wouldn't talk you who likes to drink her alcoholic beverages
I know, but, show. But my alcoholic beverages don't make me belch during our show.
No, you just start getting happy.
I just get a little tongue-tied.
Ooh. She ties a bow into her tongue, actually.
I have skills.
It's a Hello Kitty bow with rhinestones
on it. In fact, is. Because, again, I have skills. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll keep you guys in loop as to whether or not we attend. I think it'll be cool to at least go to the first one. Just because I haven't been to San Antonio in forever. And
I've never been to San Antonio.
And it's a PAX. So it's going to be
good. I'd want to buy a cowboy hat.
But I would be interested in seeing who ends up attending, you know, because it's in the middle of the country and, you know, Texas and is kind of Nintendo's playground. So it'd be interesting to see if there's a PAX South, if Nintendo, with it being basically in their backyard, still opts to not go.
Do you know how funny that would be? But like, Nintendo, nah, dude, we'll stay in our yard.
Yeah, you guys go play over there. You
go over there.
That's fine.
You can't come over here. We're having a barbecue, a Nintendo queue, and you cannot have our Nintendo.
We're having Nintendogs, and you can't have any.
Our Nintacos can't have those either. Those are particularly for us.
Yep.
And Ray Filamese.
And no Ninpanadas for you. Because
No Nin desserts.
Nope.
No Nin beverages or Nimbations. Ooh, Nimbations.
Yep.
None for you, just for us.
Just for us.
Go away.
Yeah, pretty much. So it'll be interesting to see who gets drawn to PAX South, and that may indicate whether or not we go. I think it'll be fun, at least doing the first one, but we'll have to see what, you know, finances look like and all that kind of stuff.
F is for fire that burns down the whole town. U is for uranium. Bombs. N is for no survivors.
Sometimes I really worry about you, Panda.
Plankton's the man.
Plankton's the
plankton.
Plankton is the plankton.
But he's the man, Plankton.
No.
Mankton.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, Panda. No.
Yeah.
No.
Fine.
So, other news out of PAX, a couple of things that we touched upon but really didn't get to dive into. Lots of really fantastic indie games. If you haven't had a chance, a couple that you definitely should check out.
Let's Quip!
Let's Quip is one of them. Firehose Games. We absolutely love them.
And the
them.
Cat game. Everyone has a purpose in the cat game.
Yes. Everyone has a purpose. So be sure, firehosegames.com. Check out their games. Get them. They're available.
Tell them ESH sent you.
Definitely tell them that we sent you. But you absolutely have to check them out. You also want to check out a game called Slapdash. It was shown at GDC. They won like an award there. I talked a little bit about it during the podcast where it's the Capture the Flag game. That's 2-on-2.
Yes. And you get to stab your friend in the back to move them across the board.
To help them move faster across the board. That's where the slash dash comes from. Because when you slash, they dash.
Because you slash them in the butt.
Yeah, and that, well, if you slashed me in the butt, I would definitely move faster.
I would too.
To try and get away from said slash.
I know.
It makes perfect logic sense. Duh. But you definitely want to check out that game. I absolutely loved it. The guys that created the game are funny as shit. Definitely slash dash. Check them out. By Never Not Games. I'll make sure that we link them in the notes for the podcast so you can check it out. And then another game that we actually have a couple of Steam codes that we're going to give away later on the week on our Twitters.
Twitter.
You want to make sure that you follow at ESH News on the Twitters to get one.
Be one of them
Montana
peeps.
Games, Children of Liberty. Now, I'm telling you, you should definitely try this game. Not just because one of our homeboys voices a character in it. And not just because it was made by a team here in Boston, so we're showing some Boston love, because hashtag Boston love.
Hashtag Boston strong.
But it's actually a really cute and good game, and you should really check it out. So that's kind of like my quick indie roundup of, like, really neat stuff that I enjoyed out of PAX. Like I said, we got a couple codes. So this week, make sure you follow us on Twitter, because I'm just going to randomly throw them out there. And once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, it gives you early access to Children of Liberty on Steam. So that's what's up. Because that's what's up.
So, what's up?
Speaking of things that are up, a conversation that Pan and I have been having for quite some time about next-gen consoles is who should get what and why we should get anything
and where we should get it.
And so, as you guys know, I ended up buying an Xbox One. Currently on my Xbox One, I've played Rise, Son of Rome, which I really enjoyed. I don't care what the haters say about it being short or whatever. Just because the game is short doesn't mean it's not good and enjoyable.
And you played Titanfall.
Well, I was finishing up my Rise stuff, but yes. And I finished Rise, Son of Rome, and I absolutely enjoyed it. And I might play it again at some point, but not right this moment. I have played Assassin's Creed 4 for like half a minute on my Xbox One. And I've only played it for half a minute because I couldn't bring my save game over from my Xbox 360. So I was like, mess this noise, because I've been like 40% into the game done. I'm not starting over from scratch again. Y'all can suck it. So I left it.
Suck my balls!
Finished the game on the Xbox 360 by accident.
Whoops.
Yep. I went in and I thought I was doing a mission, and it was actually the last mission, and I didn't know it was the last mission.
So whoops!
I was like, in all of these flashbacks of Kenway getting older and having Haytham.
La 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 la!
And I was like, damn, I finished the game.
Urgh. So what does this button do? It rolls the credits.
It brings on credit roll. That's what this button does. So, whoopsie! I have played Titanfall. I have not finished Titanfall, just because I've had shitty matchmaking experiences. So
I had the best experience playing Titanfall at PAX East this year.
Yeah, I know. You actually got to meet Abby Heppy.
I did. And I did it under the most awesome pretense or post-tense or whatever tense you want.
It's not a tense. It's a circumstance.
Can I tell people?
Yes!
Okay, so they had, like, I want to say, like, 20 TVs. No, like 24, because it was six in each row.
Yeah.
Because you were a team. And they were playing attrition, which is, you know, pretty much you got baddies, and you got your team, and whoever
it's
has the most
kills.
Just
kill all the baddies.
Kills
the
all the baddies,
team.
And you can win. And I played the demo on Ninja's X1, but I don't have one, so I wasn't going to be playing it. And my cool.
And by playing the demo, she watched me.
No, I actually played the demo, and then
you
was
did?
Like,
yeah, "What?
You made me sit down here one day when you went to go get tacos, and you're like, you play this, I'm gonna go get tacos." And I said, "Okay," and I stayed.
Oh, I didn't think you actually played it.
I did. And then when the demo was done, I was like, "Okay, bye," and I left, and you weren't back with tacos. But they had, you know, two sets of six, so you could have two different games going, and they did about a 10 minute game. And my friend Lou from New York came to the convention, and he was staying with us. He's pretty awesome. And he is all anti-Xbox One. And I was like, you might really like it. It's really fun. You get a mecha. And he was like, let's stand in line. So I said, okay. So we stand in line, and we get to the front line, and there's this blonde lady. She's about my height, but she's, like, way prettier and thinner than me. And I didn't think initially she had counted right, because she counted him as six. And I'm like, I think I'm number six, but I'll just go with the flow, because, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, step on anybody's foot. And, of course, she did not count right, so I got to play on his team. So I was like, yay, you're not going to keep shooting me in the face, because he's totally that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's that guy.
I'm your friend, but I just want to shoot you.
I'm going to like, look for so just much. You. I'm going to look for your tail, and then I'm going to cap you in your face.
Yep.
And that's the kind of dude that he is, but he's totally
because
awesome.
I'm your friend.
And we totally get pwned, like our team. And at the end of attrition, if you happen to get defeated, you have a certain amount of time to get to your dropship and hopefully escape with your life. Because at that point, it's just points up for grabs for the victorious team.
Yeah.
And I managed to get my Titan. I had gotten three drops in the game. And I've got my last Titan, and I'm in it, and I'm shooting people, and I could see the dropship, like, in front of me, but it's not, like, right next to me in front of me. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it because everyone's shooting at me and my Titan. And I'm like, all right, let me try to see if I can get close, if I can get close. And as I get close, I'm like, all right, I don't have much time left in my Titan. So as I use my escape button for my pod, my Titan blows up. So I just managed to get out of it before it blew up. And my pilot is in the air, and it's first person, so you can't really see your body or anything. And I'm still not a good enough I'm still too far away from the dropship. But because I had ejected, and then the explosion, I guess I was a little further up in the sky. And I totally timed my jetpack thing to give me just enough of a boost to land on top of the dropship. And I managed to get in. Like, I was on top of it, and it, like, phased me in. And then I'm just sitting there with, like, the two other dudes who happened to make it to the dropship. And I hear, because, you know, the whole line is watching my particular game. And everyone's like, oh, snap, dog! Woo! And, like, Abby, is sitting behind me, and she's like, dude, I wish we had prizes to give out and shit. Like, that was totally awesome. I mean, we don't. But I'm just going to tell people all day that that just happened. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I walk away. And Ninja apparently was trying to find her, like, all day.
I was on the Abby Heppy hunt because I wanted to give Abby Heppy a hug because she hooked us up with early access to the beta so we could check it out when we talked about Titanfall the first time that we ever started talking about Titanfall. She's a cool-ass chick, and I like meeting cool-ass chicks in gaming. And I was like, oh, I like to give out hugs when I'm at PAX. So let me see if I can find Abby Heppy, give her a hug. I went back to that booth 6 times. No Abby Heppy.
So then,
Panda goes to play Titanfall.
And I
pulls off the most amazing escape into a dropship ever.
It was pretty cool.
With Abby Heppy watching. And I'm like, that's just not
fair. It was pretty neat. And then, so I decide at that point, because I'm telling Ninja, and she's like, was that Abby? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, she's like, you need to learn your stuff. And I'm like, I do.
I was like, seriously, could maybe just follow, like, some important people in video gaming?
I should. So I went and found her on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, person, were you the one who saw me do that really awesome thing at your booth today? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, you know my sister. That's Ninja from ESH, and I'm Pandalicious. And she was like, oh my god, that's totally cool. That's not exactly what she said, but she's like, oh my god, hey. Because, you know, she's really kind of cool and down to earth like that. But it was pretty awesome. And I probably will never be able to recreate.
You'll never get that timing with the jetpack thing.
Never again.
Onto the dropship. Ever again. Will never happen. Fucking fate.
Man. I tell ya.
But anyway, PAX is
good. It was pretty cool.
That was a pretty good time. So, speaking of good times and cool things, like we were talking about, Titanfall is one of the Xbox games that I have. My Xbox One games, I should say. And then the other one that I've been kind of on and off playing is Rayman Legends. Which, gorgeous on the X1 for sure. And it's Rayman, which, you know, is fantastic. No complaints. But no, like, oh man, I gotta play this, like, forever in a day.
Right.
So, we started talking. Because there is yet another next-gen console out there. Because I have a Wii U. I still don't have the Mario Brothers game for it. But I have a Wii U. And Smash Brothers is coming. So maybe I'll get the Mario game and the Smash Brothers game.
Oh my god, Smash Brothers would be so tight on your TV.
Yeah.
OMG.
It would. You know, if I had it and I had people to play with.
I can help you with one of those things.
Because playing Smash Brothers against the AI is really kind of stupid.
It is. There's no point in that.
There's really no point to it. The AI will always win. So, fuck you.
Outlaw Country! Woo!
So, anyway, that leaves the PS4. With the PS4, which neither one of us owned.
Nope, not yet.
We have to open up the discussion again to, should we get one? Why should we get one? And
should we get it?
Yes. And should we both get one or not? So that's going to be the focal point of our conversation today. And then Aisha Tyler, because she the best.
She the best. You knew I was going to do that.
I did.
You knew it.
I did. I set that up.
She the best.
No, I did. I own that. I set that up. I got to live with it.
We bought her book.
Yeah, we did. Self-inflicted wounds, because we saw her last week.
At the Wilbur was in awesome. Boston for one night. She was only there for one night.
Because Aisha Tyler, bitches.
That's my digi evolution, and I got to meet her and geek out in front of her and told her I was tripping balls.
You told her you were tripping
balls? I told her I was tripping balls because I was meeting her and she's so awesome and cool. And she was like, "Oh, you're so adorable." I'm like, "Oh my God." And I couldn't. And honestly, I totally did that very geeky thing that you do with that pervy face, like that happy pervy
you
face.
You made pervy face at Aisha Tyler?
Like,
no, you didn't.
Like, dorky, I need to hold books in front of my raging boner.
No, you did not.
And of course, I do it in front of my boyfriend who works for Rockstar. And like, he's all super cool about everything all the damn time. And he's just like, yeah, she's like that.
Sorry.
Apologies. And he looks so much better in the picture. Like, I've just got really pervert, like, she's touching me right now. I know, because
the way that your glasses dip, it really looks like you have perv eye.
I know! And then, of course, Ninja got to have a second or two with her, and she's the one who told her that I say that she's my digi evolution, and when I grow up, I'm gonna be her. And she said I was adorable. And...
Are you good?
Okay.
Are you sure?
She had a really good stand-up show. And, I mean, some people love her or hate her or are kind of indifferent because, you know, her delivery, if you're not familiar with, I don't want to say black people humor.
No, but she's not even, like, she doesn't do straight black people humor like, you know, what do you call it? Raw or that stand-up show that was on HBO forever and a day. Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam. It's not like
no
that kind of black comedy, but Aisha Tyler's stuff is just observational and
usually just reflective of her life of some
correct
in some way.
And she just happens to be a tall mixed, you know, black with a little bit of not black geek.
Yep.
gamer. And so that's where our humor comes from.
That's totally our shit. Because, you know, we're black and
but she
not
grew up in California,
so
she got Cali swag, but she went to school in New Hampshire, so she's got
brains? Yeah, well, duh.
Well, I was gonna say not an accent, but sure. That too, because she's brilliant. And I just love Aisha Tyler. And when I grow up, which will happen someday, one day, maybe I will.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be Aisha.
I'd like to be.
I'd love to be in her circle of friends.
If I can't be Aisha Tyler, I just want to have her on the podcast. So.
I want to be her friend.
Now starts the Get Aisha Tyler on the Esh podcast campaign.
Get her on the show.
Just tweet at her, guys, and just tell her she should be on our show. It's like, hey. Because I love girl on guy, but there just needs to be girl on girl on girl.
Whoa.
Just at least once.
Whoa. That is a lot of girls.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like one plus girls.
Could you imagine Aisha Tyler plus you and me on a podcast?
Oh my God, it'd be the holy trinity of podcasting shows.
Trinity.
Well, maybe not that first one because I'd be geeking
three
out throughout the entire episode.
Black gamer women on a podcast.
Oh my God, so cool.
Who are all nerds. You can't even handle all of that funny ditty. You can't.
No.
So much.
Such
boob.
Such
much game.
Game.
Great podcast. Wow. Wow. Just saying. All right. So getting back to the PlayStation.
that went kind of weird.
I'm not sure how that happened, but that did happen.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
enough
done.
With the squeeing. Enough with the squeeing.
I'm sorry. She's so intense.
She is intense. So we started having a conversation again about whether or not we should get a PlayStation 4. One, the price point is good. Never changed. Hasn't changed thus far, I should say. Possibility of a price point change with E3 around the corner, but doubt it.
Could we anticipate possibly in the next few years seeing like a PS4 Slim? Do you think they'll go smaller than that box?
I don't know. I mean, they had a chunk of success with the PlayStation 3 Slim. And that was mostly because so many people complained about the size of the PS3 Fatty because of all the extra hardware that they had to put in there in order to make it backwards compatible. They didn't have to do that with this PlayStation 4. So the PlayStation 4 really isn't that much bigger, to be honest with you. It's actually a little bit smaller than the X1. So I don't know necessarily that there's a reason for them to start a whole nother manufacturer line when there's not a lot of people complaining about the size of the PlayStation 4.
It's not the size of your console, it's the...
You know, when you looked at the PlayStation 3 versus the Xbox 360, there was a big size and weight variance.
It's the PI. Either it's 780 or 10... No.
1080 or 720p.
720p. Okay. That's a lot of P's.
Either way you slice it, it's a lot of P's.
Lots of P's! Are you ready for all the P's?
Okay, if you don't have a TV that supports 1080p, you shouldn't be complaining about that. Your game system doesn't support
it. Oh my god, it's only in 720.
But on the PlayStation 4 side, you know me, the big things for me picking up a console are there games that I'm very interested in playing on the console?
Do you want to play a video game?
And are they only available on that platform?
Okay, bye.
Those are important questions for me, because if it's a game that's available on all platforms, then it's not a driver for me to get one platform versus the other. For instance, Assassin's Creed. Assassin's is never going to be a driver for me to get a console versus a different console, because it's always available across all consoles.
Thank you, Ubisoft.
Thank you. So, it comes down to, at the time, Rise and what was supposed to be a launch title, Watch Dogs.
I know, isn't that supposed to come out in May?
And Forza, yeah, it comes out in May. And Forza on the Xbox One, which I was really interested in Rise. And Knack on the PlayStation 4, which Knack looks like a great game, but wasn't really a driver for me. And neither was Killzone. I've never been a Killzone fan. I know there are a lot of people that are, but I'm not. And since Battlefield was available on both, I went with the Xbox One. Well, now here we are, inching into May, and I've played most of the really good, unique games for the X1, with the exception of the Dead Rising game, because I don't play zombie games. And Panda was never like, you need to buy this for me so I can play it. So I didn't.
Wait, what?
The Dead Rising game? You know, the one that's Xbox One only?
Yeah.
3?
Yawn.
Yeah, you never came down and were like, I need to play this in my life.
Because I want to play it, but I'm not going to be like, you need to buy me this.
I told you if you wanted to play it, you just needed to tell me. You would just have to come down and play it. And you're like, okay, I'll tell you. And you never told me, so I'm like, oh, she must not really want to play it.
I'm cool.
So, here we are, like I said, inching into May, and we have some very interesting games about to pop up, and they're about to pop up.
I'm about to pop off.
In some cases, either are exclusive to the PlayStation 4, or rumor has it, look a little bit better and play a little bit better on the PlayStation 4 than on the Xbox One. So I start thinking, damn, do I need a PS4? Around this time, Panda started thinking, hey, I should probably get into this new-gen console.
Well, they're not new. It's now current. And now I'm a hipster because I have retro consoles hooked up. So I'm like, I could invest in a new console now. Should I get a PS4 since Ninja's already got an Xbox One and a Wii U? And then I said, yes. Yes, I should.
Now, was it just because I have the other two?
Yes. No. Maybe. No.
I'm so curious.
No. I wanted to get a new console, and there's a lot of games that I knew I would want to play on the PS4 over the Xbox.
Like?
Like Outlast.
Okay. Yeah, I would not be playing that.
Yes. And, I mean, I watched a really awesome video, Let's Play, team play the game, and they're totally awesome. Video games awesome live. I met them at PAX East in the meeting room and totally geeked out in front of them.
You did a lot of geeking out.
I geeked a lot. And I was like, I got a picture with them, and they are totally cool. And I was like, why can't I be that cool in public ever? But I watched them play Outlast, and it was available for free on the PSN for the Xbox. I mean, for the PS4. And I was like, I have a PS4. And King Baby Duck's like, I've got it. And I was like, I gotta go to King Baby Duck's house to play it. Pizza, maybe?
Oh,
and
then pizza, so good.
He lured me with pizza, and then we ended up just talking all night, and I didn't get to play it. Not to mention, I feel like it was always meant to be that I would get one, because you initially had a pre-order for one when it initially released, but, you know, finances and life being the way that it was, you decided to pull back.
And by the way, the first pre-order that I put in was for the PlayStation 4, and then I ended up putting in my pre-order for an Xbox One 2 days later.
Yeah, but then she pulled back, but by the time she had managed to cancel the pre-order, they still had shipped out a controller.
Yes.
And Ninja was like, so, like, I gotta have a PS4, but I have a controller. Do you want it? And I'm like, it can hang out with my PS3 controllers. They're not racists or bigots. So it sits next to my loading, my charging deck for my PS3 controllers. And it's just sitting there all not touched and beautiful and majestic, like a deer in the forest. And I'm just like, I need to find the deer den that you belong to. The
deer den.
And that is a PS4 that I might buy.
So, other games that you're looking forward to on the PlayStation 4?
I'm definitely looking forward to Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Which I really feel is just a modern-day-ish Assassin's Creed, but with hacking. So, that I'm looking forward to that. I was half debating about attempting to play a Final Fantasy game on the PS4.
You only half debating?
I was half debating because that would mean I'd either have to go and play Lightning Returns, or...
That's not half debating, you were debating.
No, I was half debating.
How are you half debating?
Because I was like, I could do that, or I could do Realm Reborn.
Yeah, that's not a half debate, that's a full-on debate. If you're...
But that's the half and the half. The half is either I do Realm Reborn, or I do Lightning Returns.
What I'm saying is that's not half a debate. That's
they're
a
each
debate.
Half of the debate, so it's one debate, but there are two halves
right.
of the debate.
But you were like, I was half debating. I'm like, you can't half debate.
I'm like, do I... Yeah, I don't finish the sentence.
Okay, that's how you half debate.
I was like, do I eat a sandwich?
Okay, that's still...
That's still a full debate. I mean, well, no, it's not, because I'm not counterposing with maybe I should eat a donut instead. But we should not be talking about the fact that I'm hungry.
You're always hungry when we do this podcast.
But, and those were the games that really kind of popped out at me, really, first and foremost.
Yep.
And I mean, if Evil Within, which I do believe will get a PS4 release.
Yep.
And we know how much I love Bethesda and how much I love survival horror games.
Yes.
And how much I've been talking about The Evil Within and what my already assumptions about the course of the story may possibly potentially be. I would totally play that on my PS4. I would play it with magic if magic was an option.
That's
like if I had magic that I could just play games, like let it go ice magic, but I could like make consoles with ice and shit, I would totally do that too.
Okay.
Because that's not weird.
No, it's not weird at all.
I'd play it on the back of a giant tortoise shell.
It's actually kind of really weird.
I would play it on a beach with a beach console. I'd play it in a Kyoto, you know, Pokemon gym.
Really?
I'd play it while eating Slim Jims.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap. I would eat it. I would play it while eating meatloaf. I would do the Hokey Pokey.
Because that is, in fact, what it's all about.
Yeah. And I'd also, would do it with the Skip It.
Now, here's the thing that's interesting to me. In all the games that you mentioned, not once did you mention Infamous.
Because, okay, so here's the deal about Infamous, okay?
Yeah, I really want to know your deal about Infamous.
So back in the day when I had my PS3, which I still currently have and play games on, a really
awesome...
So that
back in the day was yesterday?
In the first 2 months that I had one.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of games for it because at that point I didn't have a lot of money. So I was like, do I get the PS3 and then wait for money to play a game? Or do I just wait till I have money for both? And I was like, impulse buy! And I bought my PS3, which sat hooked up with no games for like a week. But in that week, a box showed up, and one of our fans, Gino Baby, who was a very awesome dude, was like, "So I heard you got PS3 and you ain't got no games," and he dropped some games on me, and one of those happened to be Infamous, and I was like, "Yay, I have a game!" And then I played it halfway through, and I have a game, and then I played it halfway through, and then stopped.
And then I stopped.
And I didn't finish it because by the time I got halfway through, my friend Lou from New York had finished it and had ruined the ending. And then you were talking about it a little bit. And I was like, I'm done!
You know, I never finished Infamous. I know, I didn't even get as far as you did.
But you started talking about it. I'm like, ah, la, 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 I'll throw papers in the air because I think it's Friday and it's really only Tuesday. And I was like, I'm done! I'll go back to it later. And then I never did. But then, Infamous 2.
There was a twist. Yeah, Second Son, which is not Infamous 1 at all.
No, I know. Like, but, at all. But, and then I saw that, and I'm like, you know, that looks really cool, but I feel like I should probably finish Infinite 1.
I feel like you don't have to do that, though.
The way that they're setting it up, it's like a standalone, so you don't necessarily have to, because, you know, it's like this, you know, Second Son, so you're all like mini Infamouses with particular powers that will branch out or whatever, at least from the trailers and gameplay that I've kind of seen. That seems to be the way that that's going. So it looks cool enough, but I'm worried that I'll get Infamous-itis and be like, I'm done! Like, before I'm even halfway through. So, but I do know that that's coming out, and it did look awesome when we did see it initially premiere.
I've heard good things about Infamous Second Son. And so the reason why I bring that up is because Infamous Second Son, the good things that I've heard, plus my back and forth between whether or not I want to play Watch Dogs on a PlayStation 4 or on my Xbox One, and frankly, do I want to play Wolfenstein on a PlayStation 4 or on an Xbox One, I'm kind of sort of leaning towards the PlayStation. Just because the last few demos, like hands-on demos of games that I've been able to play, I've been playing them using the PlayStation 4 controller. And the PlayStation 4 controller is much more comfortable in my hand for long periods of gameplay than the Xbox One controller. And you know me, when I game, I'm gaming for a couple hours at a time because I don't really get to game as often as I'd like to. But when I do game, I'm gaming for 3-4 hours at a stint, grabbing something to eat, gaming for a couple more hours, and passing the fuck
out. I might not always game when I want to game, but when I do, I'm not wearing pants.
Wait. Why do you tell people that?
Because that's gamer girl life.
But
I'm like, you know what? I had a hard day. I'm taking off my pants. Gonna totally play in some South Park. But
pajama pants.
Not even, dude. Fully out, letting the air touch my skin.
Whoa! This is not that kind of podcast, Panda.
And I'm sitting there with my gamer t-shirt on.
Hey, no.
And some Doritos.
No.
And then I'm like, ew, I got residue all over my legs.
Do not feed the stereotype, you nasty heifer.
I'm not. I totally don't wear pants when I'm just chilling by myself in my house playing games. Now, if I got company over, then I'll put some PJ pants on because, you know, I come correct.
Oh my god. Why do you think you're a thug?
I'm totally a thug.
You're not a thug.
No, you come into my house and I'm like, let's drink.
You want some cookies?
You are not a thug.
It's like, I made some apple pie.
I want you to know that.
I'm gonna splash some cider on it. Just kidding. You want powdered sugar?
You wrong for that, Panda. You totally wrong for that. So,
I'm the best.
With that said, I've kind of come around to, I think I'm going to get one.
I'm getting one. I've decided.
Impulse buy!
Panda has discovered the impulse buy.
One-click shopping! You don't have enough money. Fuck you!
Try again next month.
Actually, I do have the funds for it.
That's good. I do not yet.
I saved up all my pennies and then, like, 4 quarters, and I totally had enough.
I am probably going to buy one, in June, since we're not going to E3.
We're not going this year. Sorry, everybody who's so disappointed, like the 4 of you who care.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But,
sorry, team of four.
But the ESA was like, nope, you don't qualify. Doesn't matter that you've been coming for like 8 years, you don't qualify. So,
and besides, we didn't realize you were black, so.
Wait, don't, they did not
I'm just
say
kidding, that. I'm just kidding.
They did not say that. It's not because we're black.
It's like, oh, you have tits, we're so sorry.
It's not because we have boobs.
Oh, you just don't have enough fans.
It's not that we don't have enough fans.
Oh, it's you just don't have enough hits.
We don't have enough ads.
I'll give you some ads.
Stop it. See, it's that kind of pandering that gets us in trouble.
Sorry.
But anyway, I figured I would take the money that I normally would spend on airfare and hotelier airing.
Every year.
Out there.
In your derriere.
And actually pick up a PS4.
In your posterior.
Because I'm interested, not so much in Infamous Second Son, but we all know it's going to happen. There's going to be a God of War game on the PS4. It's going to happen.
Kratos. God of War Underwater Hello Kitty Adventure 7!
I would play that game.
I know you would, because he'd help Hello Kitty save the world again.
Or he would destroy Hello Kitty. Either way.
He would go down to Hades and kick the fuck out of Bath Maru.
I want to see what exactly happens with Kratos and Bath Maru, because I need to know that in my life.
God of War meets Kitchen... No, Cooking Mama.
No. Well, yeah. No, I might play that. I might. But Kratos would have to really
be... Kratos would have to be great with that
Kratos
list.
Would have to be killing people to bake them into pies. And stuff. Like...
How many Romans do I put in a pie? All of them!
All of them.
Hades! Eat this cupcake!
And we'll hug in the shade.
It's Zeus. Frosting! Oh my god,
I would Athena! I need that recipe!
I love it.
I would play the shit.
Oh my god, I'm
please
surprised.
Somebody make this game.
Someone make this, like,
somebody
parody
with flash
video.
Skills, please make this parody game. I totally let you take this idea and run with it, please.
Delicious! Scrumptious! Absolutely amazing!
You're on the quest to find the apron of baking.
I have the apron of baking.
That's true. Who gave you the apron
of baking?
It gives
me plus 5 to baking.
Yeah, who gave you the apron of baking?
You did, because you knew I needed it.
Correct.
To raise my baking skills.
But I know that a God of War game is going to happen, and I want to play that. I want to play the shit out of that. I have a feeling that Platinum Games is going to end up developing some games for the platform.
I'd love to see Bayonetta get off of the Wii U, but I know that's kind of the reason why people bought them.
Yes, and we don't know exactly the terms of the exclusivity deal, so it may only be exclusive for like 6 months.
For like a day.
Or a year. But Bayonetta will come to other platforms, because Bayonetta's been on other platforms. It's going to happen.
I still don't know if I appreciate that they cut her hair for the second one, even though her spells and magic.
No, it's fine. I touched it. Trust me. It's fine. It's completely fine. You barely even notice it. It's
well, because
fine.
I heard she still uses the hair magic even though her
Correct.
Hair's short.
It does. And it grows out and covers the body and does all the stuff that the hair magic has always done. So it's
And then when she's done, it just goes back
and
to being short? Just,
correct. So it's completely fine.
Okay.
Yep. Completely fine.
And there's like a black boy-ish genie thing in it.
Yes. Like I said, I touched it. It's completely fine.
Okay.
It's fucking Bayonetta.
Do we get more pleasure ponies?
I didn't see a pleasure pony, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Because it was just, I only got to play one level.
Right.
And it was, you know, a little bit into the game, so.
I hope there are pleasure ponies.
I don't know if there are joys.
Oh, there better be. Jenny, oh Jenny, joys, oh joy.
But, you know, we gotta save Jenny, so it's all good.
Gotta save the titties! Titties, titties, titties.
It's always about saving
It's always about titties.
It really is. I mean, when you boil it down in video games, it's always about the titties. You're
Somebody's trying to save
somebody
some titties.
Somebody stole the titties, and you gotta go find them again.
Yep. Titties.
Somebody lost the titties, and you gotta go find them
somebody
again.
Somebody kidnapped your titties.
Okay. Someone has
kidnap yo titties and is threatening them.
One of the villains has a pair of titties, so then you have to fight evil titties.
So, yeah, so really it's, you know, or the world's about to be destroyed, so you have to save it.
You have to save all the titties?
So you have to save all the titties. Really, video games is all about
titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Ass and titties. And you know what? I'm okay with that too. So, I will more than likely be picking mine up later in the year. And we went back and forth on whether or not we should just have the one system.
One system to rule the sisters.
For the whole household. But then, as we started talking about it, and by talking about it, I mean Ninja thinking about it, I went, there are games that Panda absolutely loves to play, and Panda is a completionist.
I am.
So when Panda gets into a game,
she does it all.
All of it.
All.
And doesn't stop playing that game.
I don't stop till I get enough, and enough is all of it.
And if there are times where, okay, now I have 2 hours to play, but Panda's on a collection run, I can't stop that.
She wouldn't succeed.
So
my roll for constitution, fail!
So then that means, what, I gotta roll up to the next floor at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning to play games?
I'm probably still up doing what I was doing when you first showed up. Yeah, see,
this is what I'm saying. So I'm like, don't think that's gonna work. And the only reason why we haven't bounced into that problem with the Xbox One is because I don't have any games that Panda wants to play.
Nope. Because even though we related, we got different tastes.
We have very different tastes when it comes to gaming.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, because you like zombie games. I love zombie games. You like RPGs.
I don't like RPGs.
Okay, I'm just now falling in love with FPSs.
I love FPSs.
Okay, I'm just now appreciating MMO RPGs. Appreciating them, not really loving playing them.
I'm not allowed to play MMO RPGs anymore because I love them too much.
Yeah, you do. You have an addictive personality when it comes to MMO.
Except for Diablo 3, because it has a definitive end.
Yeah, which is nice. That's great. If they have definitive ends, you can play them.
Because eventually I'll be done.
And I'm fine with that. It's the open world, no end ones that
this is a game that doesn't end.
And you are banned from it, my friend.
Oh, man.
So.
Permaband. Boom. Stamp.
And then, on the other side, Ninja loves fighters. I hate fighters.
Yeah.
Love them fighting shits.
I shouldn't say I hate them. I like them until I get my ass beat so many times I'm like, I don't want to play anymore.
And that number, by the way, is 2 people. Once she gets beat twice, she's like, fuck this game.
I'm done.
Throws the controller against the wall.
Like, yeah. I don't want to play anymore.
My ear chang. Like, there are like 12 other characters you could try. Maybe that's just not your character.
I want the pretty one.
Like, fuck yours. I want to be a girl. Girl sucks. Fuck you. I won't play.
Oh my god. Well, no. And then there's the ones that allow me to customize fighters. And then I'm like, yay! Until I'm done making them. I'm like, I'm not playing them.
Yeah. How many custom characters did you make in the Soul Calibur?
6. And they all look awesome. And only one of them is like the one I'm really good at playing with. But people learn my tells because apparently I have 1 or 7.
Yeah, basically it's slash slash kick, kick kick slash.
Thank you for telling everybody.
Sorry.
I can never play online versus again.
Well, you should just mix it up.
It doesn't work that way.
You could try.
I try.
I have Killer Instinct. I have 2 controllers. You've never come down to play with me.
I didn't know you had it. I thought, do you have all the characters?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I told you that.
Thought you just had Jago.
No.
And Beowulf.
No. I have them all.
Have you played with Orchid yet?
Yes.
And?
I've played with Orchid.
And?
I've played with Orchid.
And?
I've played.
And then?
No and then.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So, there's no and then.
So, but yeah. So, and I'm probably going to get mine.
So then the last question that I have.
Oh.
Because, you know, talking about getting yours, because you're going to get yours probably, like,
this
when
week.
We get off this podcast. Let's not even trip.
I'm probably getting it this week, but not necessarily today, because I've got shit I've got to do today.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
But, what do you call it? The only outstanding question is, okay, so where do you get it from? Do you order it online? Do you get a bundle?
Do you go to the Evil G?
Don't call them that.
They're not. Actually, the one that I like to go to, all the nice guys, when I walk in, they're like, hey, it's that girl at the podcast who always comes in super awesome and happy.
And then I'm like, yeah, it's me. I want this.
Because games make you happy.
They make me happy.
So I was looking around the internet and, you know, there are a couple places that have some bundles online. And when you think about the bundles, they sound really good. So GameStop has a bundle with a PlayStation 4, one controller, a year of PlayStation
Plus,
and Infamous Second Son for $477.
Ooh.
Which is a huge discount on both Infamous and the year of PlayStation.
Ooh.
Because the console by itself, brand new, is going to run you $399.
Maybe I'll get that.
So, you have that. The only downside is you're buying it online, so you gotta wait for it to ship.
No!
Yeah.
Never mind.
Instant gratification!
Amazon has a couple of bundles as well. Most of their bundles actually don't really seem to be, like, great, great deals. They've got bundles with two controllers and a game. They've got a bundle with two controllers and a year of PlayStation. But I really wasn't very impressed with those. So, to be honest with you, because I'm already a PlayStation Plus member.
I'm not.
So I've already paid for my year of PlayStation Plus, even though my PlayStation is retired.
Wow, you're wasting it.
Well, because I knew at some point in time I was going to pick up a PlayStation 4. Frankly, to be honest with you, I thought that I was going to pick one up in March. I really did. Like, I thought that I'd be picking up a PlayStation 4 at this point. But situations being what they are, got pushed back. So I'm not really worried about it because really all that I'm missing are my download games. And the download games are good for 6 months. So even if I pick one up in June, I can still pick up the download games that I was missing. Not that I would pick up Outlast because that's really not my kind of deal anyway. But I'm probably not going to do a bundle. I'm probably going to go the instant gratification route as well. And I've looked around. Walmart really doesn't have anything.
Like, cheaper. Why are you even expecting Walmart to have
Because
anything?
Sometimes Walmart will throw things $20 off just because they want the foot traffic more than Evil G or Target. And Target will sometimes do in-store bundles and Walmart will typically do in-store bundles. Even though it's typically around your holiday season, they will also ramp up during any season periods where there are more kids at home. So, like, school vacation weeks, when school gets out, Memorial Day weekend, they'll do a lot of bundle deals when it comes to consoles. I saw a bunch of deals, actually, for Wii U's, which was a little surprising. But none on the PS4. Pretty much everything is straightforward PS4 with a game with maybe $15 to $20 knocked off, or a PS4 with a year of PlayStation, and that's really kind of the biggest savings that you'll find. So if you want PlayStation Plus and a PlayStation, you may be better off doing a online order deal. But you still may want to check Panda with GameStop, give them a call, and see if they're honoring the PlayStation Plus PlayStation deal in store. Because if they are, that's definitely the way to go.
Then I'll roll out!
And then roll out. Get you one. And just remember, that extra controller that you have is my controller, so...
Right. So then
I'll play.
Right.
Until I get mine.
We would like to play.
We would like to play with you. But ultimately, because I'm not picking up my PlayStation 4 until June, I have, in fact, pre-ordered Watch Dogs for Xbox One. Because I have to play Watch Dogs.
Of course you do.
I can't wait to play Watch Dogs.
No.
Like, that is not...
No, no, no.
Not as bueno.
No way for Watch Dogs.
No, no, no. I will play this now. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not they've got the second screen stuff all worked out. Like, that's one thing that nobody was talking about when they were at PAX. They were just showing the demo of how the world works and walking you through how... You can
like, how do I use my iPad? Hey, look, a doggy.
Hey, look, this is...
Hey, jingly keys.
Us, you know, attacking this and hacking this light to cause an accident so we could slow down the car that we want to jack, and we're going to throw a bomb on it and kill that guy.
Hey, look, a bunny with a pancake on its head.
Isn't that cute? Did you see that?
That was so cute.
That was, like, really impressive. All right, we're driving... But what about the second screen? And we're driving.
I know. Some people, I felt pretty bad this year at PAX East. Like, some of them were seriously under some big embargoes and NDAs to not say anything. Like, I had my meeting with Evil Within. It was my first thing on Friday morning. And the guy who was playing the demo was just like, yeah, I'm just playing the game. Like, I'm just here to show you, like, two areas. I'm not talking. I'm forbidden to speak. Like, if I cough, I have to stop playing. And everyone's like, are you sick? Are you gonna cough? Are we gonna lose this time?
Are you the carrier of the plague?
And like, seriously, as soon as the lights went down, the game goes up, and like, everyone's like mumbling. And I mean, at first they were telling us that we couldn't use audio, because obviously he's not giving like a talking demo. But right. they're like, if you're using it for notation, then you can totally use it. So of course, Panda all up in the dark is all like blah 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And this girl next to me is like, what do you think that is for? I'm notating, bitch. And literally, I'm like, excuse me, I'm busy. And then afterwards, it's like, I totally think it was this. Bye.
Like, but, all right, I finished my notes. It was this, and that's what it was for.
I'm like, the guillotine system, I'm not, because there's a lot of emblems that they got going on the, so in the HUD and stuff. Emblems. So I'm like speculating, and I'm just like, this is the emblems with guillotines, and I don't know if that signifies your health. No, that can't be it. But, like, there was a lot of interesting things going on that
screen. But what if the guillotine was for your health?
It's not, though, because there's a bar.
Oh.
There's a standard health bar.
Oh.
Though the really great thing about The Evil Within, which I'm obviously now tangenting and making us go back to that.
Yeah, tangent.
Is that when you get hit, like, there's literally, like, this giant butcher-type guy, and he has this, like, box. It looks like an old-timey, whimy, like, camera.
Okay.
And it's, like, steel, and it's got barbed wire all over it, and you have to shoot the lens out in the middle.
The lens in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's literally this really, it's a really small hitbox. Like, you really have to know exactly where you're shooting. There's no lucky shots with this. And the box man, that's what they're calling him, that's his head, and you have to shoot that lens, but that doesn't kill him at all, because some of them will rip their own head off, and their head becomes its own baddie.
Don't like this.
And then it's got tentacles, and it tries to give you, like, a big, intimate face hug.
Nope.
And it was totally fucking
sweet.
Wasn't expecting that, because I'm like, there's a head on the floor, and the guy's walking. And the funny thing is, I feel bad for this dude, because I'm sure he's played this demo a billion times. And I'm sure, like, the first time he played it, he was really excited about what everything was going to happen. But he purposely was, like, walking the character through. And I'm like, you're walking a little too slow. Like, I know this is your job, but, you know, you should totally be selling it. Because I'd be like, I'd be the most awesome game demoer I would be so cool. I'd be like, guys, I totally can't wait to show you what's going to happen, but I can't say anything, so just watch my face and the screen. That's all you need.
Okay? And I could see you. You'd be like, okay, now this is where you really want to watch my face.
Watch me. I would love it.
That's a complete...
Bethesda should hire me. I would do such great things for you.
I would so demo the shit out of your shit.
Out of all the time and be happy. All the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, PS4, totally getting one. And I will totally call the not-so-evil G down the street from us to see if they'll honor it in store. Because if so, they can have my money now-ish tomorrow.
Well, and what'll be interesting is the, you know, ability to record gameplay and share that. That'll be one of the
things. Oh my god, because then I would play all the scary games and be like, look at my face.
So that'll be the thing that'll be most interesting, is doing the gameplay stuff and being able to share it. I think that will be really cool. And, you know, you could do some of that with the Xbox One, but it's really kind of cumbersome. At least I found it to be cumbersome, you know, getting stuff recorded, then actually getting it uploaded, because I have my personal accounts and then our Esher accounts, and I don't want to put things on our personal accounts, and I'm not the only person that uses our Esher accounts for things, so
it just
becomes a pain in the ass to do. But I'm really looking forward to finally getting my hands on my own PlayStation 4. It's about time.
It's about damn time.
It is about damn time, actually. And who knows? Maybe, just maybe, picking it up in June after E3, there might be even more exciting reasons for me to be happy about picking one up.
We won't know until then, though.
We won't know until then. The other things that we won't know until we know are the reviews and things that we do on our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood, where you'll find our reviews, previews, all the things that we're thinking of, all the written works from the entirety of the team, not just Pan and I. You can always get our podcast, which goes live on Mondays, through our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, in iTunes Music Store, either on the desktop application or through the podcast application on your iOS device by searching for Electric Sisterhood and subscribing. You can also find us in the Microsoft Store. We're on Stitcher. So wherever you get your audio needs, make sure that you're checking us out via that channel, because we are of the interwebs. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. The entire team lives there, breathes there. So if you've got a question, if there's something you want us to check out or dive into, hit us up there. Let us know. We'll check into it. And, well, a little conversation. Who knows? It could be the focus of a podcast. We don't know. We don't know. You don't know. It could be cool. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/ESH News. You definitely want to follow us. Like I said, because we'll be giving away a couple of codes for Children of Liberty this week. You definitely want to be able to try it for free. And other things that we're talking about. Whenever we drop new articles, new podcast episodes, you'll find us on our Twitter feed, as well as any event coverage that we do, or just random ass shit, because sometimes we're random. It'll be there on our feed. Make sure you follow us, because we like that. And like I said, we're all over the place, including Vogue, because we love and are Voice of Geeks. So we're on Vogue, leading right into one of our favorite shows, Anime Jam Session, because anime is
we like it.
Then you can follow our podcast episodes up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of No Borders, No Race, held down by our homeboy King Baby Duck. If it's indie, he's got his finger on it.
Or in it.
Oh, dirty. But definitely make sure to check out KBD's show on Tuesdays. Follow that up with a brand new episode of Geek Aggro, hot, trap, EDM, dance music. If it's pumping and bumping, Deuces Wild is putting it together.
That was my own Swiss beats.
On Wednesday, those are not Swiss beats. Anyway,
those are panda beats.
On Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues
together.
The Issues Guys program, call in live, share, quibble.
Oh man, and if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, you could totally get his post issues where he talks about the latest episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's some entertainments right there.
Oh my god, I enjoy it so much with my coffee in the morning that my voice just broke.
That's how entertained I am.
They broke Panda's voice. They totally poor unfortunate sold my ass.
Oh, sadness.
Clocking that sadness.
And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, like I said, there's all the stuff that we share on our Facebook page, on our Twitter feed, on our websites, respectively. There's just a shit ton of content. You gotta check it out. It is redonkulously cool. This is the point of the show where I turn to my sister and I say, yo, Panda.
Hi.
What shit you digging this week?
Video games awesome live. Duh. They're totally awesome. I want to be friends with you. And maybe if I get super cool, I can go to Canada and be on your show.
Aww.
They're totally awesome and they're really nice people. So that's who I'm digging this week. What shit are you digging?
Legend of Korra Book 2, because I finally watched it.
And, yay!
It wasn't bad.
Yay!
I'd say. So.
Yay!
And also, Aisha Tyler, because I really want to be when I grow up. Please be on my podcast.
She's so awesome.
I love you so much. As always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out until next week, guys.
Bye, everybody!